As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Very critical is a supernatural favor of God. We need the favor of God. Amen. We need it. We need the favor of God. We need God's intervention. Amen. Don't just rely on natural causes of life. You know what I mean by that? Things happen as we make them work for us. That's not enough. You must be determined. Time and chance must work for you. Amen. Let's look at Ecclesiastes, that scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. The supernatural favor of God. Where you don't only rely. You know, there's something that God cherishes and loves. It is the helplessness and powerlessness of meekness. God loves it. You know, there's an expression of meekness where you just feel, I cannot do it on my own. Man. You know, it's not just words. When that is an attitude of the heart, you attract the favor of God. You attract the help of God. You know, if you ever notice it in life, the people that, the know-it-all kind of people, they never get anywhere. The know-it-all, the I can do it alone kind of people, if they start well, they won't end well. They're going to crash along the line. But there's something about people that, Lord, I'm stepping out in obedience to your word, but I know not where to go. I know not how to get it done. Man, God will guide the way. With those kind of people, there will always be God's intervention. You know what's going to make it happen for us? Is the intervention of God. You know what's going to make it happen for us is the outpouring of the Spirit. What's going to make it happen for us is a supernatural favor of God. That's what our faith anchors on. The Bible says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Praise God. The race is not for this, it's not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong, neither is bread to the men that are wise. None yet riches to men of understanding. None yet favor to men of skill. You may have skill. You may be highly skillful. If you lack favor, your skill is good for nothing. It's not going to impact life. It's not going to make any difference. Amen. But what works? Time and chance happening to all. Time, the appointed time of God. You know something about the appointed time? The appointed time never exists anyhow. It takes men and women who are anticipating. It takes men and women that are connected with God. It takes men and women that are paying the price. It takes men and women that are activating the law of faith. Before an appointment, you know, before we say, we call something an appointed time, which means there was an appointment. There's a divine agenda. You've submitted yourself under the mighty hand of God. There's an attitude of heart God expects of us before an appointed time can ever surface. If the right attitude of heart is not there, there ain't going to be any appointed time. The right attitude of heart, there's a price that must be paid. Amen. Then appointed time will surface. Chance means opportunity. Amen. Time, appointed time. The fullness of time. Chance. Opportunity. Now, what God is saying is not that swiftness is of no use, and neither does the word of God say strength is of no benefit. The word of God did not also say wisdom has no place. We know that's not true. The word of God did not also say that understanding is worthless. And the word of God did not say we should not acquire skills. Praise God. While you develop, you give yourself to personal development. While you give yourself to all of these, you must understand the principle of time and chance and align yourself to time and chance.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.